Hare Krishna. Our lack of confidence often originates in an overconfidence in our critical mind. Many times when we are about to do something important, something consequential, something exciting, our mind, we feel ourselves lacking in confidence. Maybe I will not do it, I will not be able to do this. I'll make a fool of myself. I'll become a laughing stock. And such thoughts disempower us, dishearten us. And often we end up not trying to do anything at all also. And as it is said, those who don't make any mistakes never make anything. So we shouldn't be afraid of making mistakes. Otherwise we will remain fearful and we will remain fretful. We will fret later that we lost so many chances to have done something. If we don't try anything, one thing is, if we try something, we may not achieve it. But if we don't try it, we will surely not achieve it. And then we will regret it. We will be fretful. So therefore, what we need to do is recognize that our lack of confidence, what is the cause of it? If we were trying to do something and if someone outside, someone next to us, suppose we are trying to lift weights and somebody next to us were telling us, you will not be able to lift the weight, you will not be able to lift the weight, you will not be able to lift the weight. We would tell that person, get lost. If we didn't want to get disheartened, that person's continuous speaking that you will not be able to lift, you will not be able to lift the weight, that will dishearten us. And if we didn't want to be disheartened, we would tell the person to get lost. We would either put earplugs in our ears or walk away to some other place and stop hearing that person. We could not just passively hear what that person is saying and still maintain our energy level. But when the same thing happens within us, our mind often discourages us whenever we try to do something important. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, the mind often acts as our enemy. In 6.6 he states, Bandhuratma atmanastasya yenatmaiva atmanajitaha anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. Says, the mind is our friend and the mind is our enemy also. So we need to be always careful in dealing with our mind. And one of the ways the mind acts as our enemy is by always speaking critically, speaking negatively, disparagingly about whatever we are doing. And when the mind speaks like this, we lose heart. Now the problem is not that we lack confidence, the problem is not underconfidence, the problem is overconfidence. Overconfidence in the correctness of the mind's assessment, overconfidence in whatever the mind is saying. The mind says you are good for nothing, you'll never be able to do anything worthwhile, you are hopeless, you are a gone case. And we nod, yes, maybe I'm a gone case. Spiritual wisdom helps us to develop a spine. With spiritual wisdom, we learn that actually, whatever happens, we at our core are souls. We are beloved parts of Krishna. And Krishna has gifted us all with some abilities. Some of us have more, some of us have less abilities. But all of us have been gifted with some or the other ability by Krishna. And if we just try to use our abilities in a mood of service and contribution, He will help us. And with that help, we will be able to move onward steadily towards Him. So, and we will be able to make constructive contributions. So, by studying the Bhagavad Gita and especially by invoking Krishna's presence in our heart, we will be able to break our overconfidence in our mind, in our critical, hypercritical mind. And then we will find that the more we repose our faith in Krishna, the more we will be able to achieve substantial things in life. So by focusing not on hearing the mind, but focusing on hearing Krishna, we will be able to avoid the self-critical side within us, which is impeding our creativity, impeding our contribution, and we will be able to do tangible things. So every author has a creative side and a critical side. And if the author, or any artist for that matter, gives the critical side too much weightage, that artist is not able to produce anything. Of course, the critical side is important, because otherwise only the creative side expresses itself, and then there is not much quality in what is coming out. So the critical side is good for improving quality, but first there has to be something, some product that has come out, and then we can evaluate its quality. So sometimes the critical side chokes the product from coming out itself. That should not happen. And for that, we need to put our faith in Krishna and do the best that we can. And as we start taking small steps, start finding that, yes, I'm able to do this, I'm able to do this, I'm able to do this also. Yeah, and this is wrong, but I can correct it. This also is a mistake, but I can correct it. That way, we can move onwards, and the more we lose our confidence in our mind's assessment about us, the more we will gain confidence in our own abilities to do something constructive in our life in a mood of service to Krishna. And this shift in confidence happens by placing our confidence in Krishna. By hearing Krishna, by understanding our relationship with Krishna, by invoking our Krishna's presence in our heart, in this way, by placing our confidence in Krishna, we overcome our overconfidence in our mind, and we develop confidence in ourselves as parts of Krishna, who by His grace can do something worthwhile in life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.